you all for being here.
Thank you.
My name is Julie Guerra. I live in Sackville, New Brunswick. And that's it here. That's all there is. There's a lot of thoughts going on in my head right now, and I'm just going to try and keep them in there. And I'm just going to try and play some songs. Trying to play all songs I didn't play last night, but I think the only person who was there last night was Nick.
I was there.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I didn't see everybody. Sorry. My bad. I'm so sorry that
it was
pretty
dark.
Yeah, that's true. And I sing with my eyes closed, so I don't always. I haven't known Nick was there because he held those lyrics for me. So thank you for again. I had been thinking I would try more Spanish songs today, but now I'm thinking, like, I think I'll just stay with them. Maybe nobody, they're all like, we don't speak Spanish, but I don't even know what she's singing about, so. Like, I'll just save it for later, like, next week. Okay, so, but it does seem really... Am I losing my mind?
It's a bit troubling.
Yeah, what is that? I also need to change my strings eventually. Can you remind me? Because I haven't done that in a couple of years. So I'm starting to notice they're going. And it's not great. That's good. Okay. Well, does anyone have a request? Because I didn't want to cross over on the songs I played last night. I thought, like, oh, then. But now I don't know what else to play.
It's the back of the room one.
The wrong guy?
No.
The Joel Plaskett? That's a Joel Plaskett song.
Not from the front back of the film.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, like the...
back of the room.
Dirty Feet.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Okay. Tell me how great you think we are. Dirty face, rest your eyes now with the shape you're in and the baby on the way. Don't knock on the door, don't bring the flowers. Let's move to the back, 'cause you're starting to cry now. God bless the workers, I wish I was one. Let's move to the back, 'cause you're starting to cry now. God bless the workers, I wish I was one. Sleepy than before. The trip was good, but the hours were long. And I thought of you, I thought of us. Dirty feet, it's been a long time. I've made excuses, but there's no reason for that to feel so bad. You're starting to cry now. God bless the workers, I wish I was one. Let's move to the back of the room, 'cause I'm starting to cry now too. God bless these workers, I wish I was one. Ah. Most of that song in Boston, which I think there's some type of Boston connection with the city. Like, I heard something about, someone told me at some point that an architect from Boston had a lot to do with the city at the time when, yeah. So, oddly enough, I wrote that song at a bar in Boston. And I watched a couple, like, arguing and then kissing and then arguing and kissing and arguing. I wasn't staring, but I did see them. I was performing that night, and they were at the bar, and they were fighting so much, and then they'd kiss, and then they'd fight, and then kiss. And went on a long time. And that was their thing, I guess. I guess that was, I don't know. I guess it was their thing. But so every time I sing that chorus, I think of them. I don't really remember what they look like or who they are, but they are in my memory every time I sing that song. Every time, pretty much. And then since I'm talking about memories, there was a time where I had to go on tour when I left my, at the time, my youngest daughter, who was a year old at the time, and I went on my first tour after being home for a year.
Not your youngest daughter.
At the time, I said. At that time. So 13 years ago when I went on tour, and I had just written this song when she was a baby, and then I went on a tour and I flew to England and I was playing a show in London, and the whole place was so quiet. And there was these two guys who just, they were sitting on the stage, just sitting on the stage, like just off, and they talked the whole time. Like the whole room was quiet and these two guys just sat on the stage and talked the whole time. And it did get a little bit fisticuffy, like between the audience and those guys. But I think eventually they got shy and they left because they had been shamed off the stage. But anyway, when I played the song, they were talking, and I remember this next song that I'm gonna play, because now I'm talking about memories. I think of those two guys every time I play this song about my daughter. So, thanks, guys. Anyway. I probably should save the coffee for after I'm done. Okay, so yeah, I'll try that. I haven't played this one much lately.
Maybe you haven't.
I've definitely melted out a lot of my brain over the years.
But anyway, they're doing this. It's the Fundy Comic Arts Society have done this.
Oh,
and how many different artists, Jill?
Well, there's 20 cards.
There's 20.
20, okay, yeah. So
there's one in Julie, there's one in
Eric Strick. Cool, yeah,
that's so neat.
That's very cool.
So anyway, they sell for $6, and the posters are $5, And the funds go to the Free Public Library.
Cool.
And they're for sale. We don't have to wait till Sunday, do we?
Not at all.
No.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's very cool.
So Julie, good son.
Yeah. Super.
She's a hockey covered all of a sudden.
Is it all it's New Brunswick, you said, or is
it's all East Coast. It's called Heroes of East Coast Music.
Oh wow, okay, cool. It's fun. Cool. Well, all right. So you guys don't care if I end up playing songs that I may have played last night. Doesn't really have to, if it overlaps or not. Okay. I mean, I'm still going to try and do a few. No, I'm going to keep doing something I didn't do yet. Oh, this is one we recorded in Spanish. All I remember is Cogeme right now. I remember Bailame. Taylor. We did this last night at Taco Pica, but I'm going to try it right now because I didn't play. I feel like it's a hard one for me, so I'm going to try it again. Those guys did great. Like, when Corey and Gavin suggested that as a song to do, I was like, that's going to be hard. And I couldn't believe, like, Corey was able to do that on drums. It was amazing because on the record, there's, like, two people playing drums, and then all, they also like overdubbed parts on the drums, so it's not like one person playing that drum part on the album. So Corey nailed it. So I don't play it very well on guitar, so I'm gonna try again right now. Should I do two more songs, or?
It's fine.
Like, it's lunchtime, we don't, is that too many? One more? Two more?
Two.
Two? Okay. Okay. Anyway, West? Anyone? No? doesn't mean I know how to play it. It has to be a song I wrote. I still might not know how to play it, because like just now, I said if I was your snowplow, which was wrong, then it was supposed to be the snowplow, the snowflake, your wood stove, the fire, and I got them all mixed up. I don't know why I said that. Anyways, it's funny to use the word wood stove in a song because I don't know that many, it's like not a thing necessarily. And maybe it is a thing in many places. It's a big thing in Sackville. A lot of people have wood stoves in Sackville. It's like a lot of wood stoves there. I don't know. We're probably making a lot of emissions. Short period of time in that town. Anyways, it doesn't make a very hot heat. Nice heat. I'm gonna stop talking. I'm slowly having so many emotions. I have like a headache all of a sudden, and my body's all weird. Feeling really weird. Don't know. It's cool. I don't get a lot of headaches, but I used to.
Corey had a headache.
He had one too
this
today?
This morning, yeah, and he blamed it on drums.
I'm blaming the pizza. Okay. All right. Well, there's so many songs to choose from, and if I'm only doing two, it's like I don't want it to go too dark, too sad, not too happy. I'll end with a happy one. I don't know. I'll do. Do this really old song, and then I'll do that one after. I'm gonna do this song, and then I'll end with the really old song after. Yeah, So this is also an old song, but not as old. My face and I am teary-eyed. I can still see the shade of green. My arms are shaking, my fingers are numb. I can barely coordinate myself. So use your hands for. Cause every time things go so well, of all the things that have gone this wrong, the timing's never been worse. Sparkling white, all covered in snow and mildly cold tonight. You smooth the hair from my face. My glasses are foggy and broken, and my eyesight is worsening in this dark. Tell me what you see. Every time things go so well, I think of all the things that have gone this wrong, and the timing's never been worse. Limits of what's acceptable in a record in store length.
I'm fine.
But this is a really old song that came out on my first album ever when I was still going by Broken Girl. Seemed like a fun name when I was 18, but when I was 20, it seemed like it was a bit immature. So eventually I switched to just my real name, which.
Necessarily brought me the.
It's been fine, it's a great name. But I bet none of you can actually say my last name without asking me. Just kidding. I bet you can all say my last name. But if you were somewhere not in New Brunswick, you might not know how. It's cool. I don't really care how anyone says it, but people get really shy about saying my last name in front of me in English.
How do you say it?
Hmm? Well, the way we grew up saying it in Moncton was Dweron.
Yeah. And that's what I approach.
Yeah, Dweron. It's like, imagine like a lowercase d, and then where. Like, where on it? Where on earth is Julie? Like, where is Julie? Dweron.
How many people in the room practice? I know I have.
Oh, yeah? No, I've definitely been asked, like, in interviews, it's like, can you just say it? Say it once. Like, nobody, it's like, it's French, so it's like hard name in English. That phonetic pronunciation doesn't make any sense either, so it's like, but it's not Doiron, and it's not Doiron, and in the States, like, in Kentucky, I met someone with the same last name, and he said, they just say Doran, so that's how he grew up saying it, which might even, I don't know. Anyway, this is my last song, I think, right? Yeah. do this. And then there's still so much to do today, so you guys gotta like conserve your.
Oh, you should plug.
Oh yeah, so Weird Lines is playing tonight. It'll be like this is CL. He's Weird Lines basically, and with a bunch of us. But I think tonight we're going to be just a duo, which I think we've played some of these songs as on tour as a two-piece, and I think it's going to be nice. We don't have the whole band for this, so I think that's what's going to happen. And or just solo. I think you would do a good job. I think you would do a good job. I'm such a mom. I think you would do a really good job solo. I know you could do it. And it'll be good as a duo. But that's tonight, and I think Little You, Little Me is playing that show too, and I don't remember what. Okay, yeah. See, I've been living my life like sort of day, like minute by minute at my house. Trying to get so much stuff done and I haven't even looked ahead to like, sorry. So I'm like, oh, just not, I haven't, don't, not a lot of, I'm not up to date on everything. I am also going to be teaching a yoga class at 3:30 somewhere on Germain at the yoga co-op. So. Well, someone told me they thought it was 3, so now I'm not so sure what time it's at. 3:30. Sure, that's what I thought. Okay, good. All right, well, and I'm still like trying to think about what kind of class that's going to be, but I'm not going to think about that until after I'm done playing this song. And then Weird Lines, and then tomorrow we go home, and I have to type out an interview for a thing that I did. It's an hour and a half long interview, and it took me like an hour to type 4 minutes yesterday. And I was supposed to type the whole thing and then edit it down, and I'm like, it's going to be... I have to do that by Monday, so that's kind of like a little just like, and we have kids. It's crazy. The toddler, she's like a time taker. It's cool, I love hanging out, I would prefer to just hang out with her all the time. Maybe I'll hire someone to type that. It's just such embarrassing to listen to your voice interviewing someone. Okay. This is my last song, and I don't know why I want to end with this one, but I figured, like, it kind of ties in with the whole Eric's trip thing, and because that Love Tarot record was there, I was like, yeah, this could be a good song. It was like when I was about to have my first baby. And then like some of the guys, well, all the guys from Eric's trip had started this other project while I was pregnant that I didn't know about. And then I found out about it and I went to see their show. When my son was like 3 weeks old, I went out for an hour, watched them play. This is what this song's about. Yep. It's all good. We're all friends. We were still a band after. It's cool. I just felt like I was having a lot of hormonal changes. I was feeling very like, I don't know what I was feeling. Went to see you play for the first time. What a time. People looked at me and I think they wondered why I was not up there. I was not up there with you. I watched him listen for the first time. Was kind of sad. After you played a while, I realized I was kind of glad I was not up there. It would not be fair to you too. And you do real well, you do real well together. And we did well together. Ooh, 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 ooh. high quality dog training, everyone. And every day and all the time, wherever you are.